Welcome back to the Deep Dive. So today we're digging into something interesting. Personal safety tools, specifically tactical pens and Kubotons.
Yeah, you brought these up and it felt like a really relevant area, things people might actually carry.
Exactly. Not everyone wants, pepper spray or something more obvious.
Right.
So our mission basically is to figure out what these gadgets are, how they work, and what their purpose really is in self-protection.
Sounds good. It's interesting because they blend in, don't they? They don't screen self-defense tool.
Totally. Let's start with the tactical pens. I mean, okay, it's a pen, right?
Yeah.
But obviously there's more to it.
Absolutely. Yeah, it writes, sure. But it's built differently, usually from really tough stuff like aircraft-grade aluminum.
Okay, so sturdy. It won't just snap if you know.
Exactly. It's designed to withstand force, and many of them have a hardened tip.
Ah, right. Not the writing end.
No, usually the other end. It's meant for impact, a focus point if you need it in a bad situation.
So the idea is you've always got it on you, maybe in a pocket or bag. Looks normal. But if something happens, you can use that hardened point to, what, create a chance to get away.
Precisely that. It's not really about winning a fight. It's about creating a distraction, a moment. That sharp tip used on a vulnerable spot can really disrupt an attacker.
Okay, that makes sense. An escape tool, basically.
Sort of, yeah, an
Yeah.
emergency tool for creating an opening.
Gotcha. All right, so what about the other one? Kubotens. I've heard the name, but for someone who hasn't seen one, what is it?
A Kubotan is simpler in a way. It's basically a small solid cylinder, maybe 5 or 6 inches long, often attached to a keychain.
Okay, what's it made of?
Could be different things: hard plastic, wood, metal. The key is that it's dense and solid.
And how does that work for self-defense? It doesn't have a pointy bit like the pen, usually.
Not typically sharp, no. Its strength is in concentrating force. Think about pushing someone with the palm of your hand versus pushing with just your thumb tip.
Right, much more focused pressure with the thumb.
Exactly. The Kubotan is like that thumb tip, but even more focused and harder. It acts as a force multiplier.
So you use it to press or jab specific points.
Yes. You apply it to, say, bony areas, joints, maybe some nerve clusters, places where even moderate pressure, when focused like that, causes a lot of pain or makes someone flinch back.
Interesting. So for both of these, the pen and the Kubotan, it sounds like just having it isn't enough.
Oh, definitely not. That's a really key point. The tools themselves are simple, yes, but knowing where and how to apply pressure or strike makes a huge difference.
You need some basic understanding.
A little bit, yeah. Understanding vulnerable points, maybe practicing a few basic grips or movements. It doesn't have to be super complex martial arts training, you know.
Right.
But some familiarity helps ensure you could actually use it effectively if you were stressed or scared. There's plenty of info out there on the basics.
So for our listener who's asking about these, it seems like they offer a discreet option, maybe.
I think that's the main appeal for many people. They don't look aggressive, they're easy to carry, it's a less confrontational kind of tool.
Compared to, say, carrying a knife or something.
Exactly. But again, it's crucial to remember they are tools. Their usefulness really depends on the user. Can you access it quickly? Do you have some idea of how to use it under pressure?
Yeah, that makes sense. It needs to be second nature, almost.
Ideally, yes. Or at least familiar enough that you don't fumble with it when it counts.
You know, thinking about this, the way these tools take an everyday form, like a pen, or a simple shape like the cube of hand, it makes you wonder, could we see more of this? Like other everyday objects being subtly designed or adapted with personal safety in mind, beyond just dedicated gadgets.
That's a really interesting thought. Where else could those principles of discrete function and focused impact apply? Something to mull over, definitely.
Yeah, food for thought. Well, thanks for diving into this today. Really clarified what these tools are about.
My pleasure. Good topic.